T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Dennis Schroeder last night goes out there. He gives you 23 points. He gives you 8 assists. He hits 4 of his 9 threes. He was efficient overall last night. Now on the season, not very efficient, shooting just 39% from the floor, 31% from 3. But this is what you expect from Dennis Schroeder. He's never been a really efficient player. But last two games, he has 69 minutes, 13 of 28 from the floor, 41 points. He's shooting 46.4%. That's pretty good, right? And here's the biggest difference compared to last year with your point guard. And look, Kemba Walker is a way more talented player than Dennis Schroeder. Kemba Walker was a multi-time All-Star with the Charlotte Hornets. In fact, made the All-Star team with the Celtics his first season here, was an All-NBA performer in Charlotte. I'm not taking anything away from what Kemba's resume is. But the problem with Kemba Walker last year was he just wasn't available. Remember, he only played in 43 games. And if you think about a game like last night, Dennis Schroeder obviously is a high-energy player, right? I mean, we all have noticed that over the first couple of games. And here's the thing. On the second night of a back-to-back, you need that type of effort from somebody, and you got it from Dennis Schroeder. Now, obviously, Tatum and Jaylen Brown were the stars of the game, and I would say Robert Williams is the star of the game as well. But Dennis Schroeder had a huge impact on that game just by bringing the energy. You wouldn't have had that last year from Kemba Walker because it would have been the second night of a back-to-back, and he wouldn't have been playing. So having a guy like Dennis Schroeder is very important. What you need during the regular season is innings eaters, right? You know what you're going to get from Tatum, and you know what you're going to get from Brown on a nightly basis. But last year, if Kemba Walker wasn't playing, which remember, he only played in 43 games. So if Kemba Walker wasn't playing last year, who could you say, hey, this guy's going to get us 15 tonight, other than Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum? Who else could get you those points? You didn't have that player. And this year you do with a guy like Dennis Schroeder. If you look at it last year when he was in L.A., 26 of his 61 games, he scored at least 17 points. Now, he's never going to be an efficient player. He's never going to be a great shooter. But he's not scared to go to the basket. He's definitely not scared to shoot. And he's definitely going to bring that energy every night, especially knowing that he passed on all that money with the Los Angeles Lakers. He is going to bring the necessary effort every night. And the other thing I like about him is he does push the ball in transition. Now, one of the things I've noticed early on in the season with him, I would like him to get his head up a little bit more, because it feels like you could get out in transition even more. He doesn't really have those hit-ahead passes, which you'd like to see, but I do like the fact that he pushes the ball in transition, he plays at a fast pace, and if you need somebody every once in a while to give you a 10-point quarter, well, you have that guy in Dennis Schroeder, unlike Kemba Walker, who, yeah, when Kemba was on the floor, I'm not telling you he was horrible last year, but you just didn't know when he was going to be on the floor, and you didn't know that every time you play a back-to-back, he wasn't going to be there, which I did feel like it was unfair to both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And again, I'm not blaming Kemba for this. This is what the Celtics felt like was the best way to get him healthy for the postseason. And it turned out that it wasn't the best way anyway, because once you got to the postseason, he was dealing with an injury then. Okay? So I'm not trying to take shots at Kemba Walker. I'm just saying it must have been very difficult for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. For every time they were playing in a back-to-back, they knew the guy that was supposed to be the third banana, if you will, he was going to be unavailable. Dennis Schroeder is never going to be the third banana to Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, but you know he's going to be there every night, and you know he can give you 17 points if you need it. Or in the case of last night, if you need 23 points, he can do it. So that's a big development going forward, is they do have that guy that is the third guy that can create offense, right? Because really think about it. If Kemba Walker wasn't in the lineup last year with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who was the third guy outside of those two players that could get his own shot? Nobody. That's the answer. Nobody could. Okay, Romeo Langford can't get his own shot. Aaron Nesmith, who I'm really wondering what's going on with that guy. He has not been in the lineup whatsoever. Apparently, he must have just had a horrible preseason in terms of the training camp stuff that we don't get to see, because he's barely getting off the damn bench. Aaron Nesmith, though, cannot create his own offense. Peyton Pritchard, like the guy, but he cannot create his own offense. And I would say he's got off to a little bit of a slow start here. I know he had the injury to his nose in the preseason and all that, but he has not looked like the player that he was a season ago. But the point being, none of those guys can create offense. Dennis Schroeder can clearly create offense. So I feel like that has been... And look, the Celtics, I would say, now, I like some of the moves that Brad made in the offseason, but I would say this, and I think you'd all have to admit this, Brad did sort of luck into that one. I mean, the guy passed on all that money with the Lakers. If I'm Dennis Schroeder, I'm firing my agent right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.